Oh, that's nice. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. I'm here with Carlos Lando, program director at KUVO, the radio station we've been visiting and having such a great time all week here in the Denver area. First of all, Carlos, good morning. And what are we listening to?
We're listening to Cedar Walton and Brazil, his rendition of Brazil, which is an old classic. And the cool thing about Cedar Walton is that he is being honored this year, was honored with the NEA Jazz Masters, which is kind of like the knighting of a jazz artist and for his wonderful work over 40 years.
And, you know, the National Endowment for the Arts has an interest in making sure that people understand that jazz is a vital art form that is still continuing here in the United States. It's certainly one of the missions all over the world, really. It's one of the missions of this station, KUVO. A lot of people are intimidated by jazz, don't know what to listen to, who to listen to. You probably could do a lot worse than starting with the NEA Jazz Masters list, and there's a new one this year.
Well, there is a new one, and on that list, as I mentioned, is Cedar Walton, another wonderful pianist who you've probably heard on a few occasions in New York. Kenny Barron is also on this list, and another master of the vibes, a guy who's influenced every modern vibraphonist, that's Bobby Hutcherson.
He was honored this year.
He is honored this year.
What's Bobby doing these days?
Well, Bobby, you know, as you know, lives on the West Coast, and he's still recording. Not quite as prolific as he used to be, but let's put it this way. Ask Joe Locke about Bobby Hutcherson. Locke, considered the preeminent vibist in jazz today. That's the master, though, is Bobby Hutcherson.
Well, let's listen. That's great. Beautiful tone. Nice blues riff there.
You know, it's Jazz Appreciation Month in our nation, and April's always a wonderful time, especially if you're working in a jazz station or you're a jazz listener, because we pull out all the stops. I mean, you could hear, today we're honoring Hutcherson and Cedar Walton, but there's so many musicians. The beauty of jazz is the legacy, those who were there before, and of course, those who were there are here right now, and that's wonderful working in an environment like that.
Now, a lot of people know New Orleans-style jazz, the New Orleans tradition, the Kansas City tradition, Chicago tradition. There's a real Denver, Colorado tradition.
Definitely, definitely. And we're right here in the Points. This is Five Points. This was known as the Harlem of the West. And there's a legacy that goes way, way back here. Down the street, you probably passed it coming here, the Rossonian. It's closed up now, but there was where Ellington and Basie. And, in fact, right across the street was a little place called Lil's. It's now a tea house. Charlie Parker used to hold quarters there, and all the musicians would come in and sit in, and they still talk about it.
And the great ghosts of sort of the jazz scene past come alive every year at the festival that you hold that honors this great neighborhood.
That's right. Next month we have the annual Five Points Jazz Festival. It's free. It's put on by the city. About 15,000, 20,000 people show up. We've got performances right here in the studio, three or four groups, and outdoors. So it's right here in Five Points, and it's a great legacy.
And it's a great way to connect with your listeners here at
definitely.
KUVO. All right, well, let's go out with Bobby Hutcherson, who's playing there, the vibes, one of the jazz masters honored by the National Endowment for the Arts. Ah, he's irresistible. Carlos Lando, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.